Good morning. Here's your UK News Digest for April 12th, 2026, brought to you by Dynamic Devices. In international news, diplomatic efforts have faltered on multiple fronts as the US and Iran failed to reach an agreement following historic peace talks held in Pakistan, according to officials, while Ukraine's Easter truce has done little to improve conditions for civilians enduring ongoing conflict. And tensions remain high in Lebanon, where Israeli military operations have resulted in the complete destruction of entire villages, displacing thousands of residents. In politics news, British officials are taking a surprisingly calm approach to the influx of Chinese manufactured vehicles entering the market, while domestic law enforcement made over 500 arrests during a demonstration organized by Palestine Action. Meanwhile, in the United States, Manhattan's district attorney has opened an investigation into Congressman Eric Swalwell following allegations that he sexually assaulted a staff member after an evening involving alcohol consumption. In technology news, NASA's Artemis crew has returned to Houston after their historic lunar mission, with astronauts expressing profound gratitude about experiencing life on our planet following their journey around the moon. Meanwhile, concerns are growing about artificial intelligence being weaponized for propaganda purposes as content creators produce viral Lego-style videos for Iran that experts warn represent a sophisticated new form of digital influence campaigns capable of shaping public opinion through seemingly innocent animated content. In crime news, two tragic incidents have shaken communities across the country as a confrontation at a New York subway station ended with police fatally shooting an armed individual after three people were stabbed. While in Kentucky, a devastating accident claimed the life of a woman who was caught by a garbage truck's mechanical grappler and killed, according to her family's legal representative. In health news, medical experts are warning consumers about the unreliability of at-home food intolerance tests, with specialists dismissing many of these products as ineffective junk science that can lead people to unnecessarily restrict their diets. Meanwhile, a major recall has been issued affecting more than 350,000 vitamin and iron supplements due to safety concerns. And in broadcasting, News veteran television presenter Amon Holmes is currently recovering in hospital after suffering a stroke. In economy news, Canada has significantly streamlined its citizenship process, making it considerably easier for immigrants to obtain Canadian citizenship than in previous years, as the government has reduced requirements and expedited application timelines in what officials describe as an effort to attract skilled workers and address labour shortages while strengthening the country's demographic growth amid an ageing population and economic expansion needs. This digest provides a synthesis of today's most significant news stories. All content is original analysis designed for accessibility. For complete coverage, visit news websites directly.